Ruben!
Your customer's a lunatic.
Oh, which one are you talking about? Is it the...
They are the rudest people I've ever spoken to.
Who did you talk to?
Some guy like named Nitin who was like screaming at me saying we were doing illegal things. People are crazy.
Oh man.
So here's the truth. This is some uncle, some attorney saying we're doing illegal things. We're taking this is between you and me. He's like, how dare you send this stuff to Roshni? I'm like, this daughter. I'm like, she applied for financing and that's who I was told to speak to. I've dealt with this kind of negotiation thing. Here's the bottom line. These people aren't, they get calls. So you have to, just to kind of give you a heads up. I left a message for Roshni and said, hey, spoke to him. Just give me a ring back. Number one, this is a good business owner. They've got some money inside, but they think that the leasing rate is 6%. It's not. No, they have a good approval. What this guy just doesn't understand is, and what you should do, and what I'd appreciate you telling this guy is saying, look, I have another approval from this company, time payment, here are their rates, and you get $12,000. Now, he mentioned that the company called Balboa Capital contacted him. All these people, look, there's guys that work at our company, and when they call business owners, they say, we have the lowest rates in America, because they're trying to get the deal in. The most important thing is this. If this guy could, just so you know, someone could offer him like his 6%, and then they'll do an FMV buyout. So they'll do what's called a lease, and every lease, like if you actually read the documents, it says if you're ever late, you don't get the equipment for a dollar at the end. You have to do a fair market value buyout. So basically,
be a lot of money. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot. They can fuck you completely, pardon my language. They can really fuck you. So, but here's the bottom line. Let him shop around. I don't want someone to yell at me, tell me we're doing illegal things. The guy is rude, and that's okay.
Yeah.
And he's your customer, and I think kind of what he thinks is that it's like we get a $100,000 car, and we get this, and we have these millions in assets. I don't care about your assets. I'm not looking at your assets to give you this loan. I'm giving you a loan for your startup business, and that's it.
Okay, let me ask you this. What's this interest like on the equipment? And I know it's like around probably by the time he's finished paying, it's like what about?
I offered him a discount, and look, I gotta give Excel something for this too. So there's only so much I can do. Here's the discount that I gave him. If he wants to finance the full amount, and by the way, I'm feel free to have the guy shop around. There's no pressure. I offered him a payment over. I offered him a discount. I sent him documents. I said, here's your discount. I can offer him $2,376 per month over 48 months.
For 48 months, okay.
Over 58 months. That's over 60 months. He's put two payments down. So over 60 months, the payment's $1,973. I'm confident that he won't find a better offer. What he's trying to do is he's trying to run an amortization schedule and say, hey, look, this is my APR is 15%, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. This is a fair deal.
Of course, it's going to be 15% over a period of 4 years. I think a lot of
No, he's not that. He's running an APR actually on a yearly basis, which that's okay. That's the cost of the loan, and that's no big deal. You're financing restaurant equipment for a new business, and this is actually a good approval. I think what this guy doesn't understand is that he can't go and get a loan from someone on a new business. They'll just decline him. They'll just say, hey, look. Look, you just don't qualify. This is a new business. You just don't qualify.
Let him shop around. I have a meeting with one of his managers because we are scheduled to go ahead and bring all the to order all the equipment and do the install for him. So I'm gonna talk to him pretty soon, and then I'll talk to him about the financing. It seems like this guy has money, but he doesn't want to spend the money on the on his property for some reason. I don't know he wants to finance. So let me talk to him, Ruben. I appreciate all the help, and I'll give you a call. I'll give you a call whenever.
He's basically, and I think the way that a lot of these business owners think, because I used to live in that part of the world, they view. And my best friend here is Ukrainian, and it's all about negotiation. So they view anytime they're presented with an offer, they think the person on the other side of the phone is trying to screw them over. So yeah, no matter what, and I'm sure they did this with the restaurant equipment, right? They thought
they did the same thing. No, they did the same thing with me until, you know, after I met with him a couple of times after he shopped around, he know I have always the best price and the best service. So you know, like right now when I present something to him, to Nikki, he's the owner, and you know, he doesn't ask any more questions. He was just like, okay, just get it done, you know, and he paid me for it.
That's the most important thing. The loan that I have, the financing I have approved for them, it's not a lease. And by the way, I hope our conversation stays between you and me. You know, I'm just telling you, this guy was yelling at me. But here's the thing.
Right.
No one's trying to screw them. They've got a fair deal. The loan, the financing is ready to fund. But if they, here's where like the logic, just so you know, I can give you an idea. If you're paying 6% for a new hotel for restaurant equipment, what is a good hotel getting? Well, if the hotel is 10 years old, then they're getting 4%. And if the hotel is old and has good credit, they're getting 2%. And he's, you know, throwing stuff at me. I'll put money down. I don't care. For me, I don't like to get into hostile conversations.
Me neither. And then it's just not worth it. You know, you got all the different businesses out there. Why? Ruben, I completely understand where you're coming from. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Never talk to this guy. I know how to deal with the guy. And then I'll see what I can do. Okay.
What the other side of this is? Then here, just I want to give you two quick seconds here. All I can ask you to do is tell him like, hey, look, man, I work with another lender called Time Payment. Here's their approval, here's their rates, here's what they're willing to offer you. But here's the other thing. If this guy goes to another leasing company, that's fine. But most likely, I mean, just so you know, there's a lot of tricks that leasing guys use to make money. One of the tricks is called quarterly billing. So what they'll do is they'll give you a good deal, and then what they'll do is they'll give you a good deal, and then they'll give you all these fees that are – you don't really realize you're going to get hit for, and that's not my style. I'm not going to be here tomorrow after 12. I'd love to move forward and give them a discount. It's a very competitive offer, but I just don't want to get into like a shouting match with someone.
Yeah, no, I understand. Hey, Ruben, I completely know where you're coming from. Don't worry about it. I'm going to talk to this guy, and if we get the deal, fine. If not, then don't worry about it. You know, there's always
the most important thing I've shown you is that you have a deal that's approved at Time Payment for $12,000, and I've approved it for $90,000.
Yeah, I think that means a lot, you know, and I'm sure there will be deals in the future, and hopefully it's not gonna end up like this one. So hey, don't worry about it. I'm gonna talk to him this evening, and we'll go from there. Okay.
Yeah, and I think he's just trying to protect it. So whatever I can do, you give me a holler, okay?
All right. Hey, thank you, Ruben. Right.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Bye.